At Husker Harvest Days, we're going to talk with Steve Gotch, who's the marketing manager for Producers Hybrids. Steve, I know everybody in this part of the country is familiar with Producers Hybrids. They might not realize yet that you are now a division of AgReliant Genetics, which is a big international company.
Yes, it is. It's AgReliant Genetics is more or less a global company in some respects. And in 2005, we came over to AgReliant Genetics. They ended up purchasing us. And the reason we came over here is we wanted to really broaden our genetic base. And we really do now have a unique line of genetics that's proprietary to Producers Hybrids and AgReliant Genetics. And then we're able to take those proprietary genetics and combine them with the new Genuity traits, the Genuity Smart Stacks, the new VT Double Pro. And I think we have a unique product to offer to growers out there with unique line of genetics that they can't get anywhere else but from Producers Hybrids, but also coupled with new technology traits out there that offer multiple modes of action for insect control and also gives you the 5% refuge, which is going to be make life a lot easier for the farmer out there.
Well, of course, we've talked for years about genetic diversity. It seems like it's even more important these days.
Oh, I think it is with the shuffle that goes on with seed companies out there and really clarifying where you're at and where your seed sources are coming from out there. And if you really want genetic diversity, I think it is a good idea to kind of mix that pot up a little bit and get from different companies or receive that seed from different companies. And what we bring to the table is a really good disease resistance. That's one of our strong points that we bring. And I think if you want to, like you said, mix that diversity up a little bit, I think we can really add to a farmer's diversified mix and what his seed choices are.
We've heard a lot of talk, of course, this summer about Goss's wilt. I'm sure you have products to address that.
Oh, definitely, especially if you're looking at from about 106 to 108 day on up. That maturity line for us all the way up to 115 days is showing excellent resistance to the Goss's out there. And Goss's, from what we've seen in the fields and everything, that's a growing disease that's out there, and it should be in the forefront of a lot of farmers' mind when they're making some selections.
Anything else that you're hearing here at the show or from growers that you're talking to as they look to 2011? Anything they're wanting to focus on, do different maybe?
I don't think there's anything deliberately to focus on. I think from what I gather from farmers so far at the show is everybody's pretty optimistic and upbeat about agriculture, and I agree with a lot of them coming in through here. I think agriculture is one heck of a profession to be in, and all for the young people out there, I think it's a heck of a future for everybody out there too, so I'm bullish on agriculture.